Hello there, you're very welcome to Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s. Thanks for joining me. And I'm just back from my summer holidays, all nice and relaxed and rested. I hope you are too. Summer holidays in October, I know, nothing to do with global warming, just been a busy summer. It's that difficult 11 show here on radioactiveinternational.org. And for the next couple of weeks, going to go back another 10 years. A little bit of 70s rock and pop feel, like a little bit of a sock show through Christmas and the new year. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, say hello by emailing rewind70s@gmail.com. That's rewind70s@gmail.com. What better way to start the very first show of the 70s by the very first number one of the 70s?
She ain't got no money, her clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, for love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy, people say she's crazy, and
nobody knows
show tonight. Then Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, a one-hit wonder for Edison Lighthouse, all the way back in 1970, in fact. Number one for about 5 weeks in the UK charts. And we followed that up with a little bit of glam rock for you, Glass of Champagne and Sailor. Now, this week, back in 1974, Keith Moon, the Who's drummer, collapsed during a concert because it turned out his drink was spiked. And a 19-year-old drummer in the audience, Scott Halpin, got the opportunity to come up on stage and finish the set for him. He played the last three numbers of that particular gig. A year later, 1975, they kicked off a North American tour at the Summit in Houston, and at a party afterwards, poor Keith Moon was arrested for disorderly conduct.
Throwing punches around.
by Pete Townsend. That's the title track from The Who's 1978 release, Who Are You? Of course, the last album, unfortunately, released before the death of Keith Moon in September 1978. In Winnipeg back in 1971 by Richard Bachman, joined later by CFF head Turner, and while the band were on their way home from a gig in Toronto, the group spotted a copy of a Truckers magazine called Overdrive, after which Turner wrote Bachman, Turner, Overdrive and the initials BTO on a serviette. The rest of the band were quite happy because Overdrive described perfectly their music. We'll be right back.
school.
that. I love that song. Joe Walster, all the way back to 1970 something. He was born on this day. Sorry, this week, 1947. Joe Walsh, guitar, singer, songwriter with the James Gang, also played a little bit in the Eagles. And that's a great song, as I say, called Life's Been Good, all about the excesses of the 70s.
Started this fire, don't give my soul. me this way, 'cause it would be wrong to string along a love so true. Don't leave me this way. Don't you understand? I'm at your command. Oh baby, please, please, don't leave me this way. This away, way. I can't survive, can't stay alive without your love. Don't leave me this way.
Great songs there, covered by bands in the 70s. First up, the Supremes, which I think was covered by Bananarama. And after that, then Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, covered by Jimmy Somerville and the Communards sometime in the mid-80s. You're listening to Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s here on RadioactiveInternational.org. Don't forget, if you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show by emailing rewind70s at gmail.com. That's rewind70s at gmail.com. Now, time for a little bit of disco.
The subways, running with people, up in Harlem, down on Broadway. You're no tramp, but you're no lady, talking that street talk. You're the heart and soul of New York City. And love, love is just a passing word. It's the thought.
When you see
say, I think that's a great song. Native New York, written by Sandy Linzer and Denny Randell. Big hit back in 1977 for Odyssey. As I say, I think that's a lovely song. Now, another queen of R&B, another queen of soul, Gladys Knight.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's going back.
Going back to find.
To a simpler place and time.
Whenever he makes that right.
Oh, yes, he is.
He'll be right by his side.
Now be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on that midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
World.
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no,
no,
so he climbed all his hopes.
Ooh, ooh,
and he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said.
Gladys Knight and her Pips, that's a lovely song too, isn't it? I'd rather live in his world than be without him in mine. I'm absolutely brilliant. Now, a little bit further across the country, let's call in and see. Let's have a song from the Atlanta rhythm section.
Was stand here helplessly, hoping you'll get into me. I am so into you, I can't think of nothing else. I am so into you, I can't think of nothing else. Thinking how it's gonna be whenever I get you next to me. It's gonna be good.
Atlanta Rhythm Section. I don't know much about them. I know they're an American Southern rock band, but not much else. That, and apart from the fact that they used to abbreviate their name occasionally to ARS. I kid you not.
Oh,
gotta say, I like that. I picked that up a couple of weeks ago. It's a twin CD of the Monkees' Greatest Hits, and there's at least 10 or 12 songs on it that weren't released as singles, not particularly popular, but at the same time, they're very, very good. So let's continue now with another one from an ex-Monkee at this stage, Mike Nesmith.
I travel to the beat of a different drum. Can't you tell by the way I'm wrong? Every time you make eyes at me, yes, you cry and moan and say it'll work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. Now don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. And I'm not saying that you ain't pretty, all's I'm saying's that I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. Well, I feel pretty sure that you'll find a man who will take a lot more than I ever could or can, and you'll settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. I'll go red. Settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. If you live without me, woman. Ooh, if you live without me.
At the height of their success, believe it or not, back in 1967, the Monkees outsold both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And certainly a couple of years ago, they'd sold over 65 million copies worldwide. That was Mike Nesmith. His mother, I don't know whether you know or not, invented corrector fluid or liquid paper, which is something similar to Tippex. And when Mike left the Monkees, he recorded about 12 studio albums. Believe it or not, a lot of them with the First National Band.
Place that I love, Yellow River. Yellow River, Yellow River. It's in my mind and in my eyes. Yellow River, Yellow River. It's in my blood. It's the place I love. Got no time for explanations, got no time to lose. Tomorrow night you'll find me sleeping underneath the moon at Yellow River. Cannot find
24th, 1973, the Birds made their final appearance in the Capitol Theatre in Passaic, New Jersey. The lineup that night was Roger McGinn, Chris Hamlin, Clarence White, and Joe Lalla. Hillman and Lalla, that had just recently finished a tour with Manarsis. I hope I haven't pronounced that right. The group was under-rehearsed, and after the concert, McGinn cancelled all the remaining tours, and that was the last date they ever did. That's all we've got time for tonight on this Recall Radio, the spirit of the 70s. Don't forget, if you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show by emailing Rewind70s. I forgot the name there, rewind70s@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed the little trip down memories lane. More 70s tunes next week. Hope you're a little bit better, all fingers and thumbs this evening, first day back and all that. And hope to see you at the same time, same place for, well, more of the same.